Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and in the studio with me this morning is Anita Lewandowski from Hargis House. She's their secretary and a beautiful lady, and I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, it's wonderful. So you have a holiday tour of homes that you wanted to discuss. So let's ask some questions about that.
Okay.
How many homes are on this tour?
Well, it's Saturday, December 7th, and they can go to 6 different homes.
Wow.
The homeowners are kind of excited. Not, I won't say kind of. They are very excited. Oh. And to me, one of the coolest things about it is that the 6 homes, 3 of them are century homes. They're over 100 years old.
Wow.
One is, I think, 99 years old, so still pretty old. Yeah. And then the other two are like 1948 and 1859.
Ooh,
so,
I bet
so
they
even
have some
the
cool
newest
architecture.
House, oh, yes, they're so cool. Even if they weren't decorated for the holidays, they would be very cool to go through.
I love it. Okay, yes. So what do people need do, or excuse me, what do people do on the tour?
Pretty much, they just come to the front door out of respect for the homeowners. We're going to ask them to either remove their shoes, and they can put them in a little baggie, or to put on booties, because we don't, you know, we're in their home.
Right.
But they can go through the house on their own. It's not a guided tour. They walk through as they want to see things. Some people can go through a house in 15 minutes. Some people, it takes them an hour and a half, because they want to stay and look at everything.
I know.
Yeah.
I love that. So, let's see. How do you find homeowners? How do you find homeowners to participate in this event?
You know, you kind of know through your friends and family if you have anybody who's like really big on the holidays. So that's a good way to go. So we ask people that we know, or like this year we'll have a sheet at each home mm-hmm. if anybody's interested and they'd like to talk to them and see what's involved. So a lot of people kind of volunteer their own. You know, I've kind of found out that people who are really into Christmas really want to share it. So sometimes it's not as hard as you think it would be because they want people to see, you know, and enjoy.
Do you know who Shirma Jones is?
I do, and she's on it this year.
Is she? Yes. I was hoping so because I've been to her house a couple of times for the holidays, and I love Shirma's taste. She is just impeccable and such a delight. I'm so glad I know her because she is really brilliant.
Yes, she is. And she's been a great help to us to kind of figure out some things we could do different. This is only our second year. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, let's make it a tradition for people.
Oh, I'm hoping so.
It's a great date night. It's a good family night.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
I love that. Okay.
And I've seen some teasers from Shirma.
Have you?
I do too. Oh, and she's very, you know, it's kind of a quirky fun.
Yes.
It's always fun. Something
always
that makes
fun.
You smile. Oh.
The one that she took, it's the sun must be setting in the background of her beautiful, what kind of house is it? Tudor?
Uh-huh.
It's like a Tudor. It is a Tudor home. But it's so beautiful with the reindeer on the front yard. Shirma, you have fabulous taste.
She does.
She's listening.
She does.
So where do listeners get tickets?
You know, we're selling tickets at Home Federal over on Stolly Park Road, also at Five Points on Deers. Mm-hmm. Any member, if you know somebody who's a member of the Hargis House, or you can call 308-850-1480, and we will bring it out to you.
Wonderful.
Also the day of, I should tell you that.
Yeah.
So they're $25 up until noon the day before.
Okay.
Then we kind of have to get stuff together. And then the next day, if anybody wants to go the day of, they can go to any one of the houses and buy a ticket for $30.
Oh, fantastic. How did you get started doing this?
The Alpha Sigma chapter has done it. They did it for 32 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we got COVID. And, you know, the world stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And when it started up again, they just said, you know, there's not too many of us. We're getting old and we're not going to do it. So they talked to us about it and we said, oh my gosh, yes, we would love to. And I think it's something, you know, 32 years, people got used to it and really missed it when it didn't happen. So I'm excited that, you know, we're on year two. And last year we learned so much.
Somebody should do a bus tour too.
Oh,
to drive around and look at the lights. I would totally do that.
Yes.
Sit there and have hot chocolate, you know, while you're, oh, and I'm not having to drive.
Wouldn't that be
and
great?
And I can take all the pictures I
want. Yes,
yes,
absolutely.
That would be a lot of fun,
and
too.
I'm glad you mentioned that. One thing that at least 4 of the homeowners mentioned to me is, oh, because it's during the day. You know, it's from 10 to 3. They go, oh, they said, we have really cool lights. I said, we will tell everybody, drive back through these houses when you get home at 6 o'clock.
Exactly.
So you can see the lights on them.
That's wonderful.
We'll
definitely let the listeners know about that. So what do you do with the money that you raise from this event?
You know, last year we, so we got the house in 2020 and it needed help and lots of help.
Lots of
and
help.
There was no money. So anyway, last year we used the money that we raised and we got new windows on the third and fourth floors because they were bad.
Oh,
so that was a big thing and very helpful. This year we're working, we already started on siding. So it's no longer a big white Victorian on Second Lincoln. It's now green and white. Very exciting.
I love that.
And the soffit and the all the things that go along with that. So
was that a color that was popular when the Victorian house was built? I often wonder about what the colors they had yes. available back then.
It was built in 1897, 98. It took a year in between there somewhere. It got done in 1898. And it was an olive green with white and cream. So
Ooh.
We went, they don't really make olive green anymore.
Well.
So we got as close as we could. And then we have the white. And then the spring coming up, we'll do a lot of the painting that really makes it a Victorian. So we're not sure if that'll be the
touches.
Cream or some black or some whatever.
Oh, I love it. All right. And why should people attend?
Oh, my gosh. There are so many reasons to attend, but I will tell you three of them.
Okay.
First of all, it's a great way to kick off your holiday season.
Yes.
Okay? The second one is you can get some really good ideas as you go through these houses and go, hey, I could do that. And all of our homeowners have said you can take photos. So click it and you go home and you make it yourself or do it yourself.
I love that.
And the third thing is these are gorgeous homes. If they were empty of anything, they are incredibly well made and beautiful and just things you wouldn't even think of. Everybody that gets a ticket will get this booklet.
Mm-hmm.
And each of the homeowners have written out a little bit about their home or their the things that they do.
That
you know,
makes
for
it
Christmas.
Special, even
but,
more.
But so many they'll have in there, I hope people read them before they walk in. It'll say, at our house we have this and this and this, and be sure and see this.
Yeah.
So they're trying to point out some of the architectural really cool things.
I love this.
I know.
It's so much fun.
Yes.
Well, is there anything else that people might want to know?
I think the only thing is that we're trying to be very respectful to our homeowners.
And of course.
So that's why taking off the shoes and taking care of that. The other thing would be we don't allow kids under 12 or big bags or big purses. And it's just you're in such a contained area with a lot of people. It's not a store. It's not a big area.
Right.
That you just have to be careful because, you know, you just turn and you could knock something off. So,
but the purse and the bags in the trunk, lock the car.
Yeah.
And those are absolutely common sense.
Thank you.
That's common sense. I had to. It really is common sense. You know, you think about those big bags, and I have done it with my big bags. I've knocked things over and broken them. I've dropped. Oh, yeah. I'm sure you could hear
Or somebody
hear
has
stories.
A backpack on and they say, well, I have a backpack. It's going to be fine. You turn. You don't know it's there. It's just dangerous.
Just make it your body.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard enough for me to get around, let alone my big bags.
Right.
And the kiddos, you know how kids can get, especially when they've been eating lots of cookies and candy. I love it. That is also common sense as well. I really want to thank you for coming in today.
Well, I appreciate you letting me come and talk about it. We are excited. We are so excited. Last year, it was scary.
Yeah.
This year, we can be excited, and especially with the homes that we have. Do you mind if I tell you the homes? They're all kind. Is that okay?
No, yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
So we have Jo Smith, and she's on East 6th Street, and these are all older. Hers is over 100 years old.
Oh.
Pat and Kim Brown on Louise Street. Probably a block or two off of Locust, and it's over 100 years old. Mark and Sherma Jones on Koenig and the Tudor. And I think theirs is 99.
99 years old, wouldn't surprise me.
Charles and Wendy Mazur on Harrison. Chris and Dana Rosacker on South Lincoln, and theirs is over 100 years old. And then Sam and Lisa Fogelsong, and theirs is on Louise. So really, there's not a lot of driving this year either.
No.
It's kind of like the same relative area. It's not like driving out of town, out south, and then go on here. And it'll be fun.
Do you guys decorate inside Hargis House for the holidays? Is that being done or, because this can be cut off.
Okay. Last year, we had the Hargis House as one of the houses they could go see. We decided, you know, we don't want to do that every year because we want them to see other things. So we thought probably every 5 years we might do the Hargis House. We are decorating for ourselves and for any of the people who are using it for a facility, you know, using the facility for the Christmas time. And so we have, I think, 3 trees up and decorated, but not to the hilt like we did last year.
To anyone that's listening, you probably know that I like to sing. I sing the national anthem whenever asked, but I also have done weddings at the Hargis House.
I love it.
The acoustics are spot on.
Oh,
they're great.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
And then just tell people when they drive down 2nd Street to look up at the turret at the very top on the 4th floor. We have a Christmas tree there with lights coming through the turret. Anyway,
oh,
it's kind of
I
fun to
that.
Do. So it's like, yeah.
We will do that.
Okay.
Anita, it's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
And
I
we'll have you
that.
On here again when there's things going on.
Sounds like a plan. Thank
it's
you.
Wonderful.
Have a good Christmas.
And to our listeners, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Public Affairs Program. Have a great rest of your day.